This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to our November 9th, 2010 Jimmy Doan Show.
Let it go.
Is that the big intro?
No, come that's on. The big intro, man.
That's it.
We're Jimmy Doan.
We're doing. Jimmy Doan. We're getting on it today.
Yeah, we're getting on.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we got a good crowd here today.
Absolutely. Yep.
We got here. Jack Rhodes.
I'm here. Good
it's
to be here.
It's the Jack Rhodes Show. Okay.
Yeah.
Jack Rhodes. And Counselor Curtis, because we have Supreme Court stuff.
Counselor Curtis Show.
That's right.
Legal troubles.
And Engineer.
Hey, Engineer Eric Show.
Engineer Eric Show. That's right. And Jimmy Doan is here. Okay, this is great.
Jimmy Doan.
We did the first thing we got to do. Uh-huh. We have reached a historic milestone.
Absolutely.
Historic.
You mean other than the shortest intro in the world ever?
No. Okay. Our donation level, thank you to...
Oh, yeah.
Our donation, thank
John
you to...
C-6.
John.
I love it.
No. They'll never... No. You look it up. You'll never find out.
You'll
how
never
to,
find
the reason we can say that is because there's no way to spell that name.
It's not... You can't spell it.
They can't spell it from here. No,
human
it's,
alphabet.
No,
that's not his real name
it's
anyway.
It's a Klingon alphabet.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so $500
John, anyway,
million.
John, we have broken an A. This is the... He's a second timer.
He's a repeat donor.
Oh, yes. He's the man.
He's the man.
That's why he's getting the shout out.
And he caused us to break into the triple digits.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
In donation territory. I mean,
yes.
The thermometer
you mean,
is
you mean,
on.
You mean figures.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Figures.
Not like 0.00.
Yeah.
Is 0.00?
And by three, you mean six, right?
What?
250 big ones.
That's right. 250 big ones.
200.
In Zimbabwe money, we got trillions
that's
of dollars.
Right. We have trillions, but that we have to go there to spend it. Anyway, so the thermometer is rising for the South.
Broke the top off there. Woo! The triple digits.
John the man.
And John is the man.
We're going to have a whole.
I mean, a second timer, big money.
We're going to put a link to him.
Man,
Don't do that.
He really likes it.
He must. So anyway, that's why we decided to have another show.
That's right.
All right.
Because he's paying for it.
Because he's paying for it.
That's
we
right.
can so actually
anyway,
afford
anyway,
it.
this goes into our island trust account.
Mm-hmm.
And
excellent.
As soon as it gets to $1 million. Now, here's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
We can either have one person donate $1 million.
Right.
Less the...
And you get our address, too.
And you get our address.
Right.
Or we can have 1 million people donate $1 each.
Right.
Or some combination thereof.
Right.
And then we will be broadcasting from an undisclosed, unextraditable location.
That's right. We're not paying
so space.
If 500,000 people donated $2, that would work too?
let me do this. I'm going to carry the three. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
We'll
send out a page of algorithms.
That's right.
So that you can choose your donation
it's like one
level.
Of those, it's like one of those tip sheets that you use in the restaurant. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll just go down and you figure out what you want to do and how many times you got to do it.
Okay.
Sorry.
You can do anything as long as it's not imaginary.
No,
numbers.
But that's the... you got to tell. You got to say that that's our PayPal thing on... Our PayPal button on the...
trillion.
Right.
On the Jimmy Doan website. So you can always go to the Jimmy Doan website, jimmydoan.com. And for all the past shows and everything.
D-O-A.
Okay, so anyway, what has happened recently? The election. Here's the question.
Obama.
Big historic election, right?
Historic.
Everybody's out there historic. Oh, my God.
1938. Since
1932. Most turnovers, 65 seats or something in the House. And they didn't get the Senate. But
since the Packers met the Steelers in the...
Yeah, right. Whatever. Yeah, exactly right. Since the, that's right.
Super Bowl -14.
Yeah, that's right. And that's it. So anyway, the question is, what's going to happen? You know, what is...
I don't understand why we have to build a ray gun to aim at a planet I never even heard of.
Don't blame me. I voted for CODA.
That's right. So
there's going to be big change.
Big change.
This is hope and change, Jimmy.
Well, it's nope and change, actually.
Nope and change.
Nope to Obama. That's
nope,
right.
No,
well, anyway, but of course, it's funny because everybody's either in a critical denial, or there are some people that actually are the opposite of that, thinking that there's going to be this huge monster rollover change, and other people are, can you imagine Nancy Pelosi, after this stunning defeat, if so, oh no, I still should be minority leader. You know, I'm
you know. Oh, no, she said she should still be majority leader.
Well, no, but too. But she can't be this.
Yeah,
time.
She wants to be both.
Yeah, well, all right. But the point is,
she's trying to keep
as
her
far
plane.
As she's concerned, you know, she passed health care.
Right.
She passed whatever else, you know, the three or four.
She
things.
She balanced the budget.
And she, well, not quite.
Oh,
a little
error.
Just a little a rounding error.
But anyway, so
as
I mean,
Jimmy would
no.
Say.
What was so funny was within. With the first 24 hours after the election, even the liberal Democrats were saying, you know, she's toast. I mean, she needs to go back and knit someplace. She's rich. You
well,
don't
you know what happened there, Jimmy.
What? No.
The president came out, and instead of admitting that it was a problem with his message, basically said it was a communication problem.
Right.
And so,
even
so now.
Even took a shellacking. I like that.
Right.
Like
well, yeah. But so now it's a defensible position. Everything that they did, it was going the right way.
Yeah,
know?
Right. Well, let me tell you, there is actually, two things before I get into my main point here. One is that in 1982, the same thing happened to Reagan, although he only lost a couple of seats. But the fact is, we were in the midst of a horrible depression because of the Reagan tax cuts of 1980. And yet, he didn't, you know, he was not totally repudiated by a long shot. And by 1984, we were so out of it, you cannot imagine. And of course, what happened in 1980 was a dramatic tax cut that signaled more business could keep more of their money. And that basically turned the economy around. Well, the simple fact is that when you, the less money that the government takes in, number one, and the more money people get to keep is going to expand the economy. And what people were doing were, in 1982, when the economy was in the doldrums, is because people were saving money, not spending it. Mm-hmm. Whereas, of course, this president has said, oh, let's not save any money. Let's go spend it. And, oh, by the way, borrow it to spend it. And
that, nobody's doing it.
Well, they did. So the government is doing it. Now, this brings up another point, and this is what will be the result of the historic election of 2010. And I'm telling you, nothing. It's going to be, we are still over the cliff. I mean, the point is, once you're over the cliff, you know, Thelma, Louise, whatever, hi, you're heading down. I mean, there's still going to be a bang up.
You just get a do-over.
You get a little bit of a do-over that you've actually got a small parachute, a little minuscule parachute possibly that's going to slow you down a little bit, but that's all. Here's what I'm going to tell you, and I've mentioned this a couple times before. Nobody in this complicated world, you don't need to know much about anything. For instance, you don't need to know how peas are grown. You just need to know how much they cost. And you go into the store, and it's carrots or peas, and you make a decision, and you buy one or the other based on the price. On your car, you're running down the road, little red light comes on. You don't need to know anything about thermodynamics. You don't need to know about cylinders or pistons or anything. All you know is a little red light came on, I better do something. These are the indicators of something else that is horribly wrong. If the red engine light comes on, it's getting ready to blow up. So that is, you know, a little hint that you better stop the car. With the United States economy, the indicator is the debt ceiling. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now because I looked it up. I actually did a little small R research. It took me about, two, 3 minutes.
Small R.
The current debt ceiling is $14.3 trillion. That was established in February of this year. That was to carry us through the election.
They had said it once at 13, and then they raised it.
And then they raised it to 14.3. Right. The current debt is at $13.6 trillion.
Explain that.
Okay, well, the actual debt, in other words, they have authorized, Congress authorized, as they must do, to in order to allow the Treasury to borrow money, Congress must authorize the Treasury, because the Treasury is part of the government, of course. And they authorized the Treasury to borrow up to...
Well, so what I was... Right, up to that. And remember, so it's a credit line. They have a credit line of that amount. They're not technically in debt for that yet.
Right. They are only in debt for 13.6.
Exactly.
Their ceiling
is the credit line.
The ceiling is 14.2. They're currently at 13.6. Now, they are currently spending about $100 billion, roughly, a little more than 100, but maybe $120 or $30 billion.
A month
over
right.
and above the income.
And that's what I'm spending. So,
and that's the about $1.7 trillion
right.
annually.
Right. So what I'm saying is
that what you're spending?
Yeah, of course.
So the point is, mathematically, here's what we're talking about here. They're $600 billion short of the ceiling, which at the current rate, sometime in the next 3 to 6 months or so, they should hit the ceiling. and Congress, and they either can shut
now this
it.
Ceiling is a congressional act?
The congressional act, and you cannot, the government cannot go over that.
No, they just do the deem thing.
No,
like,
you can't deem this one. This is one
not?
Of them you can't.
Wave the wand?
No, you can't.
No.
No, you
really?
Can't. You can't
well,
do
why
it.
Not?
You, because
it's a congressional act. I mean, they
right.
can change it.
Well, they can, no, they can change the ceiling, but they have to vote to change the ceiling.
Oh, okay, okay.
They have to actually bring it up and say, we are now changed. It is an act of Congress to change that ceiling. Now, here's the deal. It turns out that on the day after the election, tax cheat Geithner said, okay, the Fed, which is independent, supposedly, of the government, said, look, tell you what we're going to do. Tell you what we're going to do. We are going to buy some of that debt. So instead of $13.6 trillion debt, that Geithner has said, look, I'm going to print this. I'm going to run in here in the back room. I'm going to print up $75 billion a month and buy some of those bonds from you so that your debt ceiling doesn't, excuse me, your current debt does not rise quite as fast.
Right. In other words, the central banks are investing in the United States government.
That's exactly right. They are buying the debt.
Right.
And you can call it investing all you want, but the fact is,
speculating.
And of course, well, yeah, they know they're going to lose it. I mean, the simple fact is that if Geithner wanted to, tomorrow they could print up $13.6 trillion and buy all the debt. I mean,
but that
$13.6 cash would then go into the economy and all the prices would double and triple and so forth.
Right. Not to mention all the people who had government debt would try to bail out of it because...
Well, no, they would buy it. What I'm saying is the people that have... If the $13.6 trillion includes China and all the people that have government bonds. So, in other words, what happened is Geithner would come up to anybody that had a government bond, the Chinese, the people here in the United States that hold 40 or 50 or 60% of it, and say, I will give you for your $100,000 bond or your $10 million bond, here's your $10 million.
Right, right.
And hand them the cash.
Right.
And then he could do that. As they are doing it, they're only doing $75 billion a month, which is about half, roughly half, of the overage of the excess that the government is spending. So by any means, by any stretch of the imagination, sometime next year, I don't know when, March, April, May, it could be as late as Christmas even, the debt ceiling will be reached, assuming that Geithner doesn't go out and buy some more of the debt, which is.
But he's going to have to.
No. Let me tell you what's going to happen. This is the metric by which all Republicans and Tea Parties are going to be measured. Do you increase the debt ceiling?
Right. What you're saying is the easiest way for them to deal with the problem will be to increase the debt ceiling.
Exactly. And allow the Treasury then to issue more bonds.
Right.
And that's in direct conflict with everything the Republicans
that they just
have
got
exactly.
elected on.
They just got
and
elected
certainly
on
the Tea
smaller
Party
government and less spending.
Right.
Now, so what I'm saying is you can talk about how you've cut this. You talk about how you've done all the stuff in the world. But the measurement is quite simply the debt ceiling. You don't need to know anything else about what anybody says. If increase the debt ceiling, they have failed what they said they were going
to
do.
What if the deal becomes for Geithner just to print the cash?
He could do that.
Right.
That's right. And that's called monetizing the debt.
Right.
And he could do that.
And that's
inflation. That means that interest rates go through the ceiling because once you start to monetize, that's Zimbabwe. That's South American stuff.
So interest rates go through the ceiling, but who raises those rates? Like the central banks decide... Oh, crap.
They can only decide the local short-term interest rates. What I'm saying is that the market, the private market, the government has really no control over those 10 and 20 and 30-year notes. And
people who are purchasing...
People who are scared that their dollars are going to be worth less, then that what that does is they say, I need more interest in order to make myself whole. And that's what happens.
So the next time they issue a bond...
Well, it wouldn't be that. It would be the bonds that are currently out there. Nobody would want them at 3%. They'd say, I'll take your bond, your $1,000 bond. I know you paid $1,000 for it. I'll give you $500. And so the bond prices would tank, which would mean that the interest rates would go up. That's the inverse proportion. If you buy a 3% bond and sell it for $500, that's equivalent to a 6% interest rate. Do you understand what I'm saying? A $1,000 bond pays at 3%. Pays $30 a year, 3% of $1,000. Okay, pays $30. If you can get that bond from Joe Schmo over across the street for $500, you're still going to get the $30, which represents 6%.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the way it goes. The bond, the face value and the bond stays the same, and the amount of money that the bond pays every 6 months stays the same. But the what you pay for the bond changes all over the place depending on what the current interest rate is.
Wow. Either way, like you said, keep an eye on the debts on the
ceiling. Yeah, that's the thing. That is the red light in the car. Okay, right. The debt ceiling. If they raise the debt ceiling. Now, as I say, as you just mentioned, and you were quite correct in this, Geithner could come out as they approach the debt ceiling. Geithner could come out and say, "Hey, I decided to go in the back room here and print up some more money, and I'm going to print up another $1 trillion."
Not like people are going to hate him anymore.
Well, the whole point is that when you do that, that money is directly inflationary. That is specifically that is extra cash that dilutes the value of the currency currently in circulation.
Right.
It's just that simple. So the prices must rise across the board.
Well, that's what I was trying. That's what I was asking is how they work themselves through the, like obviously from the bond people, you know, the prices go through. But I'll worry about that later.
All right. So now let's move the discussion to the what Council brought up as far as the message. They got the message. They didn't get their message out appropriately.
Right.
So that's what the big argument is right now. Well, of course, that Obama's come out.
Okay. Well, they're delusional. I mean, whatever they say is like it's just words. You know, it's right. Just. I mean, what do you expect him to say? I did a horrible job, and I think I'll go kill myself. No. I mean, you know, excuse me, I'm going to fall on my own sword. I mean, it doesn't work that way. The ego of these people. I mean, you look at somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who, you know, as far as she's concerned, she's done a fabulous job, and she was reelected by a landslide in her own little district.
Because those people she could reach.
Right. But this.
She got the message out to them.
Rick got the message out. I'm bringing home bacon or whatever it is. But the point is that she's not giving up. I mean, as I say, for 24 hours after the election, all the pundits were saying she's toast. She's got to go home. You know, it was her fault that she was
credit to them for doing the Goebbels routine.
Yeah,
you know?
They said, you know, she was
as
the
in
face.
Bernard?
No. Well, I'm going to talk about that later. But the point is that she was the face of the House Democrats, and the House Democrats lost 65 or whatever it was.
Yeah, well, with that face, how are they going to win?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's all eyes and no face. So anyway,
thank you, Billy Idol.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, the point is, but she doesn't see it that way. As far as she's concerned,
no.
She did a great job, and it was the message.
Right.
You know, you didn't quite understand what we were telling you.
Oh yeah.
You know that it was those stupid Republicans and the sneaky
attack ads.
Not only that, it was all the foreign money that came in.
Right.
All the evil people that didn't disclose who they were.
Yeah.
And of course,
we understand that. That's ego defense.
No, it's total. It's what I'm saying is this is. I'm not even worried.
I expect that delusionism.
I wouldn't. I mean, this is the ultimate denial. I mean, I'm not sure.
Right, like you said, what do you expect them to go? I suck. I fall on my sword.
Yeah,
you know?
No, not going to happen. Yeah. None of them. That's right.
No, but what they could say is obviously the people have spoken. Maybe we would.
Learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Maybe we. You know.
Jesus, I found Jesus.
I think Clinton did it pretty good.
Clinton
after
did.
His.
Clinton did.
No,
I
mean, no.
He
you know
said,
what he
whoa,
did.
Whoa, whoa!
He took his freaking licks in the sense that. He had no choice. I mean, I guess he could have vetoed.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
He took his licks under the table.
That was just Freudian.
He took his licks.
No, I think the Republicans instituted their plan above and beyond what his situation
Oh, no question. And here's the deal. The simple fact is that the two things that got passed with the Republican Congress, dominated Congress, in spite of the fact that Newt hoofed it out of there in 1998, the two things that did happen, and you cannot deny this, is one was welfare reform, which took millions of people off the welfare rolls, and the other was a balanced budget. The simple fact was that, excepting for Social Security, by the year 2000, we had a surplus for the first time in, you know, since 1969, which was the first time since I don't know when, you know, the Roman times.
Certainly under a Democratic president.
How did they pull out a surplus in 69?
That was under Nixon, and it wasn't much of one, and it was right before. Well, I'll tell
I
you,
mean,
how,
with all the space,
he took all the gold right then.
No,
right?
No, no, it was in 71. It was right. It was really kind of a funny thing that happened at that time, and we could go.
I didn't mean to digress on that, but for those out you playing the game, you can take a shot.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, to show, as I say, Geithner, of course, has decided to help the Treasury a little bit by printing up some money. And then, of course, as you well know, he has decided, Geithner's goal, here's a, an article that was written this just a couple days ago. Geithner's goal, colon, a rebalanced world economy. Now, here's Timothy Geithner, tax cheat Timothy Geithner, head of the Fed, and he's decided...
No, he's head of the Treasury.
I mean, of the Treasury, right. And he's... Who's head of the Fed?
Bernanke.
Bernanke, right, excuse me, right. Bernanke, that's right, Geithner. So anyway, Geithner, here it is. Yeah, right. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said he would use the weekend meeting of the G20 finance ministers to advance efforts to rebalance the world economy so it is less reliant.
He's going to balance it all out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, think about it. There's like 6 trillion people, okay. There's
Triple beam in the back room, and we got little countries represented by little figures.
Exactly.
Which way, according to their...
No, you have so hit the nail on the head because...
He's going to put them on there in the right order
in fact,
all going to balance.
Right here, he has order. He has divided them into 3 weights.
Aha!
Yes! No, it's right here.
Amazing.
He says, no, you hit the nail on the head. Let's just see here. No, it's hysterical. Let me see where they are here. He's divided them into 3 weights. In group 1, he puts the undervalued, or the lightweights, I guess, by any means, especially China and so forth. And then he says the second group are the emerging economies with flexible exchange weights.
India?
And so forth. Yeah, I guess, whatever. And then the third group, he puts the major currencies, which are the heavyweights, roughly in alignment. Now, so he's going to put those 6 billion people, 150 or 60 countries. Uh-huh. He has simplified it down to 3 weights, and he is going to. Do you remember?
Balance that sucker out.
Wait.
I've now considered all possible ramifications.
Wait a minute. Do you remember in Lethal Weapon? I think it was Lethal Weapon, where Danny Glover, they were running over, and they had to find a bomb. And they ran to this pond, and there was like a this was the one where they stole the gold out of the bottom of the New York bank.
Okay.
It was the second Die Hard, I guess.
Right.
It was. And so.
Why you sweat your
tongue? Die Hard. Okay. And so Bruce Willis and Danny Glover, they ran over, and they had to, in order not to have the
that
bomb.
That was Samuel Jackson, but go ahead.
Close. and Ricardo Montalban, whatever.
I'm serious.
It was a film TV show
Okay.
Radio.
Look,
Tattoo and...
That's right. Okay, so...
Deep Blaine!
So Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, or as otherwise they're known...
Sam Jackson
right. And Bruce Willis, right. Ran over, and they had to figure out with these two... that's like a 2-gallon jug and
right,
a 5-gallon,
right.
And they had to figure out how to get 3 gallons.
Right.
Or
yeah.
Okay, that's what Geithner's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out how do you.
Yeah. Only there was a way to do it in.
There was the bomb did not go off.
See, that's the difference.
That's the difference, right?
Yeah. It was a movie.
It
was a movie.
I thought it was a documentary.
See, in real life, you don't want to know what happens.
So anyway, I thought, God, that's great. You know,
he might pull it off.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Jimmy, I think you are absolutely right. I said this from about a month before the election. Nothing is going to change because, you know what? They're not going to address the really big ticket items.
No, they're not.
Nobody is going to cut Social Security. Nobody's going to cut Medicare. They're not going to cut the prescription
budget.
Entitlement, and they're not going to cut the defense budget.
No.
So, bip, bam, bow. Thank you so much.
That's like 90% of
exactly.
The budget.
Exactly. So you can cut everything else.
And you still wouldn't
you
have
get
it.
Nothing.
That's
okay.
Right. You get
so
nothing.
Start with the police and fire. And I mean,
it's not going to happen.
So
let me tell you. And so my point is, not only is it not going to happen, they won't even be able to. To maintain, to cut it down to just a level spending. I mean,
all right, since we know all that.
Let me mention one thing before you jump in. Hold that thought. We are not the only ones that know this. Did you notice the price of gold today?
What was it today?
It's rent well over $1,400. Now, remember, I don't know if you know this. Now, drop back down a little in the afternoon to $1,390 or... But I don't
swing
know,
like $48 an ounce.
It's a $50 swing. It's going crazy because people are realizing... I mean, enough people now are realizing that $1,400 is cheap
and,
gold.
And silver as well.
$28 or 29.
Holy.
28 or 28. In 4 months, silver has gone up from 17 to 29. That's like.
Oh, my God.
No. If you had bought a 1 contract of silver, 5,000 ounces, you'd have made $60,000 in 4 months with a $5,000 investment. So anyway, the point is that,
why didn't we do that?
I chickened out. I stayed with the gold. Now the point is, you have to go back to one of the old Jimmy Doan shows about a year and a half ago, when Jimmy said by Christmas of this year, I was predicting $1,500 gold, you know, kind of, and people were saying, you wild man, you're drunk, you know, you're smoking something.
Yeah. What were they saying
like
about your comment?
It was 9:40.
Yeah, 9:40.
It was like 9:40, huh?
I said, but what were they saying about your comment?
Oh, yeah. They were asking seriously what I was smoking. Can we get some, too? I'll make a donation for that. Okay. Just crazy talk. And
well,
so
we'll go back and have to find that show.
Well, I did it a couple times. I mean, it was over a year and a half ago.
Yeah, Jimmy's been tuning his horn about this every show now.
Yeah.
Because he should.
Yeah.
Because it's still available. See, here's the thing. Jimmy, we're at 1404 or whatever.
Yeah.
And 3 or 4 days ago is when they announced the double down in terms of the $600 billion to trillion
right,
spending.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Then also, I don't know. I mean, I guess they won't get it through with this Congress, but
now remember, we have a lame duck coming up. We have a lame duck Congress that's going to be in session for a couple of weeks.
I mean, do they have the cojones to pass another stimulus package?
It's not that, but they want to do. Harry Reid says he wants, before everything falls apart, he wants to get that Dream Act passed, which is the legalize all aliens thing.
Right.
Then, but I mean, there's some stuff coming up.
Well,
they have the votes.
Are
the question
you
is, do
me?
They have? Here's the deal: do the lame duckers, the ones that aren't going to be here, the 60 some odd that aren't going to be, do they have the cojones to say, F you,
right.
I'm going to vote for, you know, to destroy the country, and that's my legacy. I'm out of here. I'm taking my pension and go home.
Well, not destroy, of course.
Well, no, but
in their minds.
Right, right.
It'll save
the country. Excuse me. Save the country
right.
from the nasty, horrible dragons that are
save.
Coming in January 3rd. You know, we
right.
So we're going
to
pass.
And we're, you know, and if they don't have the votes to unpass it, basically, if Harry and the Senate can block whatever, of course, and they got the presidency.
And they got the president. And that's
your
big deal. And that is why, for instance, yeah, exactly. The simple fact is, well, the deal is that the Republicans now will have, after the 3rd of January or whatever it is, whatever the date is.
The purse strings.
They will have, well, they'll have a, remember now, they only had 40 or 41 senators before, so they could, on a lot of that stuff, you needed 60 votes in the Senate to do something, and they could stop it. Now they have 45 or 46. So they can let Olympia Snow and those people vote with the socialists and the Democrats and still block stuff in the Senate.
But the point is that Democrats can certainly block them from maneuvers.
Right. Not only that, and ultimately Obama can veto it.
Well, right.
So that
and
there's no chance because nobody will. You need a 2/3
right.
to override, and it's not going to happen.
Right.
So the simple fact is, there's the ultimate block.
They could stuff it down. They could stuff something down the Congress's
throat.
They
could stuff anything they wanted to. And but if the
Christmas goose, we stuffed it.
Well, the deal is that until January, all of the losers are still in Congress, so they could vote. To, you know, do anything. I mean, you know, they have a majority of the Senate. They have a majority of the House.
Yeah. I mean, usually they don't because they're worried about the unpassing. Which
well,
would
no, they're also fall. Worried about the fact they might be lynched when they go home. I mean, it's just simple. And don't forget all of the ones that did make it through the sieve of voting that won by 6 votes that are the count still going on, whatever the hell it is.
You know,
those guys are going to be scared to death.
In two more years.
Yeah, you understand that there are 20, something like 18 or 20 Democrat senators that are up for in 2012, and all they have to do is something really crazy, that is going to be all over their opponent's website saying this is what the guy did in a lame duck session, mm-hmm. knowing full well what the mood of the country was.
Right. All right, so then here's my question to you, Jimmy. If we know that everybody's going to cave, they're going to fold like Superman on laundry day.
Yeah, exactly.
In sometime in April.
Right.
There's going to be a giant sucking sound as they all suck collectively.
Right.
Giant printing press sound.
No, they're going to say things like we had no choice. This was, you know, they're going to
reluctantly.
You're right. No, no
with
question.
A heavy heart.
They're going to pull.
Should we write it now? Should we do a script? We'll have Jimmy get up there in a suit and be the senator. I'm the senator of Minnesota. I deem this bill to be this budget to be balanced.
Yeah, we did the best we could, and right. I, you know, you're right. Yeah, no, the thing is, they're going to pull what Obama did about the Bush thing. They're going to say we inherited this from the Obama administration. Mm. We had no choice. You know, if he hadn't screwed up so bad, we wouldn't have to expand this limit, this debt ceiling. And but we're going to work our hardest to make sure this doesn't happen again. And yada yada yada.
And somebody let Rand Paul out of the closet after we're done with it.
Well, right. Well, I tell you, I heard him today, and he is a little. He's backtracking some, and for a guy, I'm serious. He's not like his father. He is way.
He's a little more political.
Way more. I'm telling you, he.
Well, I'll tell you this. And my question was going to be this, Jimmy. What happens in 2012?
The question. Well,
I what happens
exactly.
in 2012? Yeah.
Yeah. No. The Mayan calendar expires.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
They've only got to make it to December 21st.
so they still got to get through the election before the Mayan calendar expires.
Right. Exactly. That'll be it. That's the last election we'll ever have.
Right.
End of story.
So who's going to win the last election?
The Mayans. Well, obviously.
Well, no, I tell you, I'll make a prediction. I'll make a prediction on that right now.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton.
All right,
Hillary Clinton. No, there's no question. She's been setting up. She has been setting up. I have everything from her body language to her tone, everything in the last 3 or 4 months for the big announcement. And it's got
to. She wants to get one of those interns in there to do it to her. She wants to do a.
She gets her own Monica.
She gets
a.
Well,
a cigar.
It's It's
Bill got one.
Well, so if
Bill got one, I get one.
So, counselor, if you think that's going
to
so.
Touché, Bill. It's all just to get Bill back.
Yeah, you get
then I had to become president.
You get to
and have an intern come do me.
I had the entire Chippendale squad come in.
That's it. I'll show you. Yeah. I'll show you what an intern can do. That's it. And you get to ride in the back of the plane, Bill.
So the only way that's going to happen is if things start working for the Democrats.
Well, no, what'll happen is the Republicans will turn it around just enough.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Well, then, so if what Jimmy says is correct, there's no way Democrat.
We're going to be in the dumper. We're going to be in the dumper in 2012, big time. And we're going to really. The economy is really going to tank. And what they're going to do?
And
is
who are they going to blame it on?
Obama.
Okay.
Believe me, it's called Obama administration.
Well, right. But see, that's what I'm saying. Is what'll happen is this: and Hillary will swoop in, and her whole thing,
right.
will be. If you'd have elected me in the first place,
yep.
I'd have done it the right way.
Yep.
Put me in now. We'll do all the Keynesian stuff the right way.
That's it.
You know, we'll do it. We'll pull an all-nighter. We'll do it the right way. And, you know, we'll get Mr. Guyton. He'll do a rebalancing because obviously something got messed up.
Right.
And, and then any problems, they'll blame on the Republican House or whatever
exactly.
the last couple years.
Exactly. No, let me tell you. Here's the way it's going to work. She has got the
and the public will be too confused.
This is the perfect storm. Well, it doesn't matter. They're all a bunch of sheep anyway. The whole point is that, I mean, let's face it. Who's voting? These are people that don't even know who they're voting for half the time. So, I mean,
Mr. Green.
You saw the exit polls. I mean, seriously,
Senator.
The people coming out of the exit, they said, why did you do this? And who did? And they're going like, well, and we like. I've never seen so many rednecks in Manhattan in my life.
Come on, Jimmy. Those people balance each other out in terms of good and bad.
I don't know. It was
The random. I voted for the guy because he was wearing a hat.
Anyway, Hillary's going to have the perfect storm. She will have
exactly.
No. She will have an economy in the dumper.
Yep.
That she can blame on the House Republicans.
Right.
And she will have an economy in the dumper that she can blame on her predecessor,
right.
i.e. Obama.
Right. And the Republicans from before.
Right.
She will
do what Obama did, blaming everything on Bush. She can blame everything on Obama and the House Republicans.
Right.
And Bush.
Stroll.
I'm telling you.
And stroll. Because here's the
crazy.
Deal. Currently, there is.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. No. Jack, that's crazy talk.
Jack
that's
just crazy wrote talk. Crazy on my forehead.
Unbelievable.
Carve it in there.
That's permanent marker, Jack. How am I going to get that
Sharpie.
On?
Did you see that guy walking around there? You talk about people that are so stupid. You know, the guy walking around the the mall there asking people, is Obama a Keynesian?
Right, yes. That was the funny.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, said, well, yeah. I think he's from Kenya, but I'm
not. No, right. No, what no, they would no, say. No, no. This
and
one,
then they were getting irate about it. I mean, what does it matter? He was born in Hawaii, damn it. Isn't that good enough proof for you?
Yeah, no. They had, it was the October 30th thing.
You know what we'll do about that?
No, it was hysterical to watch this one lady. She was, you know, when it says
what
it says, well, Obama equals Keynesian,
right? And well, he was question, little question
with a question mark, and then he would walk up and this lady said, "Well, you people are always doing this about where he was born in Hawaii. I'm telling you this, that, and the other thing." And
was really, this at the Colbert thing?
Yes, it was the third one on the 30th, whichever one that was.
Okay, yeah.
John Stewart.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. So they were walking around with a sign that says Obama is Obama a Keynesian.
Right.
And I mean, it was just hysterical. There were two or three people that got it.
Is this YouTube?
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to it.
It's got,
That was it. Thank you. I was like, I softballed the crap out of that one.
No.
Softballed the crap out of that.
And he didn't say.
We had to set it up.
He
fell off the tee or something.
I don't know. He didn't need another puff on that smoke.
That's right.
That was a problem.
I was busy, man.
Busy.
Worth seeing.
No, there were a couple people that got it and said, well, I'm, you know, still for Keynesian, yeah.
Well, my favorite one is that when the couple there, the guy was like, well, I'm really not sure about his economic position. And his girlfriend goes like, oh, I thought you said Kenyan.
Yeah. No, they. I mean, it was kind of cute.
Sure, you did.
Uh-huh. Did you see? Now he showed up in Indonesia this week.
Oh yeah, no, he's in India. He went through India first.
Right. Indonesia is the big deal because he used to live there.
Right.
And the idea was the last time he went there, books and movies and everything. You know, flowers and fireworks. And this time he was there for 24 hours.
Right. Well, it's because of the Mount Pinatubo or whatever the hell it was.
It's because of the mountain.
That's where the mountain was blowing smoke. Right. No, the thing was that apparently there was a big hoorah about a handshake on Michelle.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well, big, what? You know, this is what the 24-hour...
She gave somebody the secret handshake or something?
Well, no, somebody... So one of the guys didn't really, you know, kind of...
Wipe his hand before
wipe
he her
hand
her
something,
hand
yeah, or... I don't know, whatever. Where's the big hoorah deal? They were thinking it was
I
a,
don't know.
Somebody gave her five or something?
All I know is...
Yo, Michelle!
Yeah.
Yo,
Michelle. Something... There was a big hoorah about it. It happened today, and I just... I saw it. Unfortunately, I had the sound turned off, but... You know, they put it in slow-mo, so I guess it was something. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Another big hoorah recently in the government. I just want to talk about this kind of funny. Here locally, there was a big hoorah about a month ago, that the citizens of this county here, Alachua County, were informed that we had a $380 million backlog of bad roads that they had been
local news.
Local news.
Now, oh my God!
Yeah, no. What the point was that
a backlog? How far back?
20 years or so. I mean, mm-hmm. There's potholes and everything. The roads, you know, they were going through this whole big thing about how we needed to raise $380 million in a hurry. And I thought, wait a minute. What is it that you don't understand about reserve for capital improvements? I mean, you know, if the day you build a road, you know it's going to deteriorate, and you put money aside. I mean, anybody in business. Like, I've got some apartments, okay? Well, I put a brand new roof on it, and I know that in 20 years I'm going to put another one. So each month I put a certain amount of money aside so that when the new roof is needed, I've got the money sitting there. That's the only way you can account for it. It's called a maintenance reserve or a capital reserve. Every business has that.
Right, and so does our responsible city government, right?
Not so much there.
Just in case.
The fact is that the fact is they have spent that money, and now they're coming to us, and I'm thinking, you know, can I talk about dereliction of duty? I want to go back and arrest the last 20 years commission. Now, this wouldn't be so bad. It's local here, $380 million. Then I read in the thing that they're talking about the roads and bridges of the United States, $380 billion in the hole.
Whoops.
And they're literally...
Well, the United
States
they're
a thousand times bigger than you.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that. But what my point is, that the same thing, I mean, you know, and now they said, well, we just have to raise all the taxes to pay for it. And you're thinking, they're just going to spend it again. But then it occurred to me, and here's something that I just want to... On December 11th, 2008, Bernie Madoff was arrested and charged with securities fraud. It turns out that this trusted financier for over 30 years had been diverting clients' money to his own use. The resulting losses totaling billions of dollars devastated clients, many of whom had entrusted him with their life savings. And on October 5th, 2010, the citizens of Alachua County, I just said, were notified there was a shortfall of some $380 million in county road maintenance. Turns out that for 30 years, that money has that should have been allocated for road maintenance had been used by commissioners for other purposes. And here's the result. Bernie Madoff was ordered to forfeit billions of dollars in reparations and is currently serving a 150-year prison sentence.
That's county, not, that's
the,
not
the
what
county,
happened.
Not what happened to the county commissioners?
No,
not the same thing.
They got a plaque?
They got a, definitely got a, and at least one of them has a trash dump out here named after her, which is appropriate.
Trash,
no,
right?
I'm serious. The recycling, throw your,
right.
whatever it is away. Okay.
Recycling
I just wanted to make it.
Station.
Now, I want to hear something that comes with under the purview of our erstwhile attorney. The United States Supreme Court is to rule on whether or not California can ban sales of violent games to minors.
Ah, the governor.
Right.
Yeah.
So
how can he possibly pull that off? He plays them himself, you know.
No. The fact is, it was passed. It's going to the Supreme Court.
Right.
Apparently, what happened was the local whatever it is, the appeals court apparently threw it out. I think, and said you couldn't do that.
Yes, that's correct.
And then, but then the state said, "No, wait a minute. We have to protect the children."
Right.
From these beheading, and the games are arguably, they're pretty violent. I mean, I understand that.
They're violent images.
I understand that. And it's fiction. I understand
right,
that.
Right.
But what we're saying is that, you know, the little toddler, 5-year-old or whatever it is, playing, you know, death
10-year-old.
Run, whatever. And so anyway, the...
The unparented child of the crack mom.
Right.
Who sits in front of the Wii.
So anyway, Justice Scalia...
Hitting the pipe.
I thought it was interesting that apparently some of the justices, this has been already was just argued, and the ruling is supposed to come out next March or something. But I'm really kind of surprised they took it in a way. But some of the justices appeared to be very sympathetic towards having rules for the games that are. They said that obviously the private sector, which marks the game, you know, X, you know, over 15, you know. They're
well,
not
see,
working.
The bit is already in their mouth. I mean, once they got to censorship, I mean, once they got to you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, from then on, it's just been a matter of degree.
Yeah.
And they've made ruling after ruling that encroaches upon your ability to use free speech. And they redefine it and categorize it, and they say, well, in this circumstance, which is a category of circumstances.
Well, this is what Scalia, of course, he wanted to know. Where do you? He started to say, "Where do you draw the line?" I mean, he said,
"Well, exactly." And the answer is, you don't.
Yeah.
The answer is, you let the parents deal with their kids, and it's an a product that you know, no 5-year-old can afford that product. So if there's a 5-year-old sitting in front of a TV playing that product and getting damaged because of the images, it's because a parent gave it to them.
Yeah. Arrest the parent.
Right. Well, or not because it's their own kid. I mean,
let them do what they want. You're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, of course, then they went on and they said, Justice Alito asked exactly what constitutes a minor. Is it a 17-year-old, a 10-year-old? He received a clarification from Mazzarani. It said the statute considers minors under the age of 18 as one entire group. So, you know, if you're 17 or 10, and of course, some of this stuff,
right,
I suppose.
You're 17. You're 17 years old.
And 360 days.
Right. And you can't buy a video game
that you can buy 10 days later.
Well, but yeah, but not only that, it's just the whole concept of, I mean, you know, there's been a movement against video games from the beginning. I remember when I was a kid, oh, video games, you know, there was the big TV, oh, you can't watch too much TV, and then it was video games, you're playing too much video games. Now, they're starting to have studies, finally, which show things like video games improve eye-hand coordination.
Well,
and
they've
of
also...
course, with the drone controls... Those people come straight out of video game championships,
that's true.
So, I mean, soon it's going to become an excellent pastime. They'll have video game freaking classes and stuff. But until that time...
I have a degree in video games.
That's it, man.
Well, PhD.
I'm an expert gamer.
They're already
and
designing cars to be, you know, controlled.
Well, the whole point is, I will say, here's the deal. What they're talking about is there are some really... unbelievably violent, sadistic games out there. I understand that part. I mean, they're really. I read it someplace.
See, if you talk about the.
Let me tell you. I'm absolutely for none of this. This is crap.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to justify. What I'm saying is the proponents of the ban are saying that there are some really gross, violent things out there, and therefore that, you know, the public needs to be protected from this stuff on some level. And I will stipulate that there are some games out there that I really personally at my age wouldn't even want to watch or play. I mean, they're too gruesome for me.
And thank goodness you have the freedom to not watch.
Right, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how the court rules though on this. But it is interesting that it actually was brought up in the first place. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of the people that are in love with animals, for instance. You know, we want to protect the pigs or the ferrets or whatever that is because they're helpless and, you know, it's kind of like an uber PETA person.
Well, remember we go back to Tipper Gore, who started all this parental lyric, you know, parental advisory.
Well, we're going to get into another parental thing.
But I'm just saying
here.
That's where it starts. It started with the music. Now it's going to the video games.
Right.
It's, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, when I was growing up, you cannot imagine. When I was growing up and Elvis had just started.
No hips in the shot.
Oh, not only that, they had, in all over the South, they had mass burnings of the records. Breakings of the records. I mean, the preachers were out there. This is the stuff that will corrupt our youth. No, I mean, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. I mean, you talk about corruption of the youth.
The guy who's the people who are anti video game.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah, no, and I mean banned in the
hanging old.
No, I mean there were people that
were vulgar. It was vulgar.
Oh, it was beyond that. I mean, it was corrupting the youth.
Right. Well, exactly. And so it's exactly the same movement.
Right.
It's the grandkids of the same people.
History repeats itself.
Well, you know what is funny? What is funny about
they're
it?
Protecting you from yourself, but, from well, images.
What is so
and
funny
ideas.
Though is that here. I am, for instance, I mean, I'm a product of the people that wanted to ban, think about it. How about all the people?
Well, and they rest their
case. Let me go. Yeah. Let me get back up a minute. what about the children who were protected from the violence of Elvis?
Uh-huh.
And now they are the ones that are protecting their children from the violence of.
Not their children. Everybody's.
Everybody's children. Right.
And all the adults.
That's right. Yeah. Right. We're not going to have that either.
Right.
Well, speaking of course, this happened in California, which, you know, that's Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer territory. Not only that, guess what? It is also Moonbeam territory.
Moonbeam?
Jerry Brown.
Oh.
Jerry Brown beat, what's her name? $156 million
now,
down the toilet.
This doesn't prove my point from the last show, nothing does.
Okay.
Which was, you can't buy an election.
Right. No question.
She spent more than anybody in history had ever spent.
That's Meg Whitman.
On election. Okay.
Right.
16 times what Brown spent.
Right.
And lost her ass.
And
she got crushed.
And what was so funny about it was, no offense, but Brown was not that great a governor when he was here 20 years ago, 30, whatever it was. I mean, he's done this before, and they called him the Moonbeam Governor. I mean, he was, you know, he was the psychedelic, LSD governor. I mean, it was, and so they got him back. I mean, this is California.
Well, one of the best comments he had in his whole, run this time was when he said he wanted everybody, including illegal immigrants, to be able to go to college for free.
Yeah.
Everybody should go to college. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't. I missed that.
I want everybody to be able to fly.
I'm for that.
Now, he said the first thing he would pass would be a law to give everybody the right to go to college, documented or not.
I would laugh but it would be too much of a waste. Can you play my laugh track?
Yeah. The thing about it is he can't pass a law. So, you know, that's they have to go through the
Well, they went.
I will pass a law. Mr. Brown, you can't pass. Okay.
Perfect. That's why you can say it.
Right.
That's right. So, yeah, you got to he can propose
it
all he
wants.
Well,
it's California.
Yeah, no, I mean, seriously. California is
fruits
boy,
and nuts.
It is amazing the difference. California obviously should be two states at minimum. And
do we have any listeners in California?
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, we have one I know of.
We got Josh in L.A.
They're all transplants, though, right?
No, man.
No, everybody's a transplant.
We got Pedro and East L.A. man.
That's right. Hey.
We got Cheech.
That's it. So anyway, the deal is that we'll be interested to see what happens. Because California, is like, I don't know what it is, $13 or $17 billion in the hole. And Arnold has proposed, is trying to get a way to get out of that. Now, what's going to be funny about this, and speaking of money that the government doesn't have to spend, there are, I don't know, somebody said there's like 6 or 7 states that are on serious life support.
Oh, no, we did a big thing about it last show.
Is that right?
11 states who went through it, started with the presidents. And
short-term memory.
And they're going to, that's what I do. And so they're going to be, but they're going to be tracing.
Yeah, incidentally, as a side note, we also did the segment that Jimmy did a minute ago about
No, that was a replay of last week's show. What we just
right, what did we do? The Bernie Madoff?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a replay?
Yeah. Well, you did the analogy about
that's what we call a follow up. It's
right.
A follow up.
Well, right. That's what I meant.
Yeah. I mean, we do that.
No,
all
I just
the time.
Thought it's funny that he goes to jail and the people that do exactly the same thing don't. That's
no,
all.
No, of course.
And of course, the ultimate Ponzi is Social Security, which is it's so funny to people that want to save.
Well, they're going
to
cut that though, Jimmy.
Oh yeah. Oh,
they're
you bet.
They're cutting that this time around.
Yeah, yeah. You bet.
You wait, Jimmy. Well, they're cutting that in half or more. Probably.
Yeah, half, right?
You know.
Well, you know,
I heard they're cutting that in half and Medicare and the prescription drug plan.
Yeah, that's right. Excuse me. That's still not going to do it.
What is this? Newsflash. Bizarro world.
Bizarro. okay. The next thing I've got here is I've got
blue light in the sky.
Oh yeah, what about
Washington
that?
Had a
what?
Blue light special.
What? Man, did you see that thing, man?
What was that?
I saw that thing on the film.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay,
on the film. Like on some guy recorded on his phone up above someplace, which we will tell you here in a minute.
Well, it's off the coast of California. Is this the one that was the weather balloon?
Man,
no, that's different.
This okay,
is different.
Blue.
That thing was not a weather balloon. I mean, you know, whatever it was
in Centerville.
It could have been a Harrier or something. Or
well, it was. It was, but it made no sound.
Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, yeah, it made no sound.
It was like some ultra really brilliant blue like orb light.
Was this
light.
Today?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was like
Washington D.C.
Like
or Washington
yesterday.
State.
Or yesterday, the day before, this was in Centerville. I don't actually have the
don't have the state.
Virginia. It says video blue colored UFO in Centerville, so it must be Centerville, Virginia. So just, I guess it's close to D.C. or you know right around.
Or in the center of Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, this is California.
Well,
sky.
No, that was 12 months.
No, no, that's the Californian was the missile that came out of the Russian sub that we don't know about.
Yeah. Right. Well, no.
Actually, they were saying on the news tonight that it was they thought it might be a jet. And it's like, yeah.
Well, it was wasn't it one of those new Mach 5 weather balloons?
It was a Mach 5 weather balloon.
Yeah,
here it is.
Right.
It's Virginia. It's on YouTube. Blue-colored UFO, Centerville, Virginia.
Okay, now this
is on Wednesday.
Okay, if it makes no sound, it sounds like it's a reflection off a cloud.
This one.
Well, you know what it could have been. I mean, from this picture,
what one of our new lasers that we got. Remember, we did that the other day.
Some kind of laser.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, what it could be is something much closer. Like a blue balloon.
Okay, was
well,
this?
Well, except
or
for the
this
fact,
is this one of those?
It went.
It wasn't moving.
It went left and right, left and right, and then it went up, and then it came back.
It sounds
down
like
and did all
sounds like somebody shining a laser
around.
On. A, sounds to me like somebody shining a laser on a cloud. We've done.
It does
this.
Sound like that.
No. You can.
But again, it would be. It was so white in the center, and then blue around the edges.
Two lasers in a cloud.
Two lasers in a cloud. RGB
I don't know.
Laser in the middle.
And it was distinct the whole.
And of course, if it was the blue. Oh, it was distinct, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then it wasn't. I thought it might have been the blue dot that was over that girl that testified 5 years ago that they that they put the blue thing over her face so you couldn't see who it was, even though they all knew her name.
Yeah. It could have been. I heard that blue dot escaped.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Escaped. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that could have been it. You know,
YouTube, look it up. I'm sure they'll
okay, now then they went off California.
Yeah, now that was the interesting one to me. That was like it was. This thing it was seen by a news helicopter, and they again, the Navy says it wasn't anything they did, but it was a rather large.
Not us.
Right. But I believe the Navy.
But it was 35 miles off the coast, and it was north of Catalina Island, and this thing just freaks up. You just see it just hauling ass. You know?
Oh yeah.
And it's just like you know, like Jimmy says, Mach 5 weather balloon. You know.
Oh yeah.
Everything's
well,
a weather balloon.
I mean, it's just
everything's weather balloon.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is like, that
they were coming out saying
movement.
That it might be a jet. You know, and it's like, well,
no. If you look at this movement, there's no way.
No. Well, you know, it's a jet with a rocket on it.
Wow. You know. I see. Well, it sounds like something we'd do, actually, off the coast of, you know.
Well, I mean, the question is why? Well, where did it go?
So in other words, is it larger than a bottle rocket?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
it's like larger than, it looked like at least Polaris or Trident size.
So somebody, did somebody in the sub kind of lean on the red button by mistake?
So why didn't how high up was this? Why didn't anybody send up another plane?
Well, you can't tell. That's the whole point of these videos, is you can't tell any perspective
at all. You need two
perspective. Yeah. Exactly. So there's no way to tell how
you
far away.
Are you telling me they didn't triangulate it?
You can see some nice big flames coming out of the back.
When you say they, like this person who took this video didn't triangulate it. I mean, I'm sure.
I know, but don't they put something on Craigslist? Anybody else have a video of this thing? We can do a 3D something montage. To get my drift.
Yeah.
Do that.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
We were thinking that some, like I said, Gino was asking Stitch if he leaned on the control panel.
Yeah, by mistake. Yeah, Stitch. Yeah, he's out there. He's out there in one of those hardened tunnels or whatever.
But this is like off the coast, so it would have been some drunken sailors out there partying, spilling coffee on them.
That's right. Oh, look at it! Clean off the coffee. Slap.
Wait! Oh, don't hit it!
Jimmy Doan fans, no doubt.
Gently dab it up from around.
Yeah, gently.
The launch button.
What does this switch do? I wonder. No.
What does this do, Sarge?
Yeah, Sarge on a ship. I don't think so. I'm thinking maybe that's not right.
What else we got?
I got another little quick thing here before we go into the sort of the light notes in a way. Well, I got a thing here that what would Bortz do, which, he was talking about. I love this part where somebody says they outline what they would do with the new Congress. But before I get to that, because it's just in.
Well, you saw Bortz speak the other day.
I did not stay for that.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I already knew what he was going to say. He's a warmonger. I don't. Yeah. He's one of the. And so's Rand Paul. I
mean, he's a libertino.
Well, yeah, exactly. Libertino. I like that. Libertino. good one. Good one.
All right. We heard it here.
That's it. You heard it here first. A libertino. I like that. That's it. Oh, speaking of that ding, you have the girl that solved the thing with one letter.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She solved her wheel.
Wheel of Fortune. There was one letter. It was like six words.
Well, the puzzle was, I've got a good feeling about this. Right. And the letter she guessed was L.
Right.
So
it was
got
like
this
one L
in the middle of the thing.
Yeah.
And right. Very apropos-ly,
she said, I've got a good feeling about this. And bing, she won. She ended up winning about 50 grand. But, I mean, the point is that you're looking at this thing. There's one letter in the middle of,
right.
You
right.
know. A,
right.
I don't know,
it's
50.
A big one.
And yeah, it's a big one. And she just, and of course, needless to say, they're coming out and say, fix, what a deal.
Well, quiz show,
this is 64 questions again, or 64 to $1,000 question again. Whatever. Right. Well, then they interviewed her, and it seemed totally legit. I mean, she says she plays Jeopardy, as most of those people do. She says she plays it, 24/7 at home.
Right, right.
And
right. I mean,
and
how many clues are they?
Yeah,
using?
Right. No, she says she gets a lot of them.
She's an idiot though, because if she knew what the thing was, what you do is you keep spinning and you keep guessing letters, and then you build up all your cash.
Well, she still won 50 some grand.
One L, and they gave her an apostrophe.
Right.
They gave her the apostrophe and one L.
Oh, they gave her the apostrophe.
Yeah. Well, no wonder.
Right.
So it was one and a half things. Right. No,
they gave her the spaces.
And the spaces too. Yeah.
Right.
She won.
Well, but can't you go bankrupt on those spins?
Well, you can lose your turn and everything like that.
Yeah.
Too.
So.
But I mean,
look, she's a hero
that would be
for
my
doing
strategy.
No, I understand that. But the simple fact is, she's on like Oprah and everything
was like
now.
Like
because
the longest running puzzle that was ever solved with one letter.
No, I think it's the only time it's ever been done with one letter.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it was like
it's like I can name that tune in one note.
No, yeah,
seriously.
Exactly.
And no, that's what it was. Yeah.
I can name that tune in no notes. I don't even have to hear it. I can name that tune in no notes.
Just point me in the direction
just
of the DJ.
That. Got it.
Kraskin.
That's it. Okay. So anyway,
that's great.
So one other little legal thing here before we cruise along. What's our time look like?
I'm looking great.
Okay. Like one more legal thing in light notes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. New York child sued for women's death after bike crash. A 4-year-old child crashed into. They raced small bicycles on a Manhattan street.
Yeah, but this is really. I know what you're going to say about it. It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds crazy, man. Four years old, but they're really suing the mom.
Okay.
I mean, they're really. It's going to be a respondeat superior case in the sense of the mom supervising the 4-year-old kid and. The mom's going to be the one paying the bill, and the judgment will probably be against the mom.
The mom can't possibly lose this.
Well, what the mom's argument will be is involuntary reaction and or proper supervision. And it'll just go to the jury as to whether or not there's any evidence of that stuff. I mean, if there's evidence, and there was a witness sitting right there, another adult. So that witness will testify, and if they sound credible when they're saying, yeah, mom was watching the kid, we're looking right at him, you know, or if they're saying, well, mom was smoking crack over there with me, and then the little kid was, you know, racing in the road after she took the beer out of the fridge, then they'll get the judgment against him.
That's but I still don't see how it works for another reason, and that is 4-year-old runs into an 87-year-old lady, okay, knocks her down, and 3 months later, she dies from complications. So there's
right. It's a but-for argument. I mean, they have to prove a but-for argument, which is but-for that little girl. What they have to prove in this case is but-for that mom negligently supervising that little girl, this woman would not have died. So that's a big causal chain.
It is, and she's 87. She'd have died anyway.
Well,
she was due.
Well, that was
you're hired. You know, you're the other guy.
She's course, due.
You know, you don't get to say
life expectancy.
That old Batman. Look at you know,
she'd outlive. She was past the age of whatever it was
right.
Anyway. Statistically,
country,
she's supposed to be dead already.
Exactly.
So what's she doing?
Unlike Homer Simpson when he becomes death and. Prematurely wax a few people.
Right, yeah. That was funny. Oh, my God, that's too much.
Dad, was he really supposed to die?
Yeah, whatever.
So,
hey,
anyway.
I think go ahead. I think we skipped over the whole what would Borch do thing. Was there anything?
It depends. We can maybe come back to it. I just, the whole Borch thing was, okay, he's a warmonger, and, of course, he goes through what he would do. He's a libertino or whatever, liberino or whatever you call it, because the stuff that he would do, you know, immediate resolution, limiting increases in government spending to 2% above the rate of inflation and pie, yada, yada. What a bunch of bullshit. You basically cut it, you know, you say slash 10% off the top, 20%, whatever the hell it is, today, tomorrow, that's it, across the board. And the other thing is
he wants an algorithm of reduction, which would...
That's right, he wants to create a commission with heavy representation from the medical and business, yada, another commission, you know,
study the possibility of cutting money.
Immediately cut capital gains taxes by one half. Why not zero? Capital gains taxes are a joke.
Zero.
Corporate income taxes to 10%. Why not zero is my question. Eliminate the death tax. This I can appreciate. That's robbery. No tax increases for Americans for 2 years. Why not forever? Why not? You know, no tax increases on any Americans for at least 2 years. Why not reductions for now? And then the continued manned exploration of space is a critical national security. You ought to proceed to undo the change. I mean, privatize the whole thing. You know, I'm telling you,
like,
get NASA out of the business. The military can hire people to do their own stuff. And it's just to me, I look at this
sentence
stuff,
contradicts itself. The continued manned exploration of space is a critical national security
issue.
It's
bullshit.
Well, why don't they just say the continued manned exploitation of space national security issues? I mean, you know what I mean? In other words, he's trying to say that, you know, NASA can do whatever it wants, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, look, under the rubric of national security, that's what the TSA operates under.
Right.
I mean, you know, now, for God's sakes, do you want to get, if you happen to be in Somalia and you run out of toner, forget it. I mean, you know, you're not getting any.
Not quickly.
No, not. Can you imagine you're smuggling in toner now across the border
in
Yemen?
In a weather balloon.
In a weather balloon, that's right. No, I mean, they're literally, now
toner
they're...
Man.
Well, you can't do that anymore. Cause
hey,
now
who's your toner
they are,
guy?
They are banning
your toner.
I mean, seriously, in England, for instance, they are banning, I think some places, they are banning toner.
You cannot ship toners that weigh more than 1 pound now.
Right, that's what it is. Can't, See, and I, fortunately, I just got a new one, and it's, 1.6 pounds.
Oh, man. Hey,
whoops. Oops.
Hey, Jimmy, who's your ink man, Jimmy?
It says 2 pounds right on it. There it was. This is the last toner to come out of
Yemen.
This is the last toner to come out of Yemen. Right here, Jimmy. I have not opened it yet. Dare I?
Hey, is that the black ink, man?
That's it.
Is that the black? Or you got some
you
blue?
You racist.
You got some blue?
Mohammed's toner.
That's it. Mohammed's toner. Oh, my God.
Hey, I got the special red ink, man. I got cyan.
Yeah. No, I mean, what gets me about this, what would he, Bortz thing, boy, I talk about a guy who is straight off the reservation.
And think of how bad the black market would be and the ink market with all the different configurations. Hey, you got DR 642. Yes. Oh, no, dang it.
I need a 74A.
Yeah. No.
You wait right here.
Call Billy, man.
How much you willing to pay for that? Yeah. how bad you need it?
Term paper.
It turns out if you take a 74...
Term paper.
Term paper, eh? Turns out if you take a 74B and knock off this thing, we can... And put a new receiver on it, and take off the and redo the pin.
Well,
and
it'll fit in. Then they come in and they start raiding the houses that are refilling the cartridges.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly. Right. Giant break in.
And people coming out, they're just covered in all this.
Oh, yeah, right. The back door opens up. This huge toner cloud comes out.
they're kicking over the vats of ink, you know, as they're running out of the house.
It looks.
Contraband.
Pouring down the toilet,
It looks like a whole bunch of squid got together and just ate the devil out of everything in sight. That's it. So that's
what we're headed for.
That's where we're headed. Okay.
That's where it's all going. Do we have some light notes?
We got I got one.
That wasn't a
light. Katie Kirk that was not a light. That's why we weren't laughing. That's
serious business. Katie Kirk. All right.
She was all over. She wants the government to stop fat kids.
Did you see they banned freaking Happy Meals?
Yeah.
They went ahead and did it in San Francisco.
Did they? They banned them.
Yeah.
Well, she wants it banned. She wants the government to step in and stop the evil corporations from promoting it. Her report said that even though the corporations said that they were making a new effort to do healthier foods, that the new studies had proven that they were targeting kids with these high calorie, you know, like the Happy Meal and so forth. And by the time they got a soda and French fries, it was, you know, it was a guaranteed. And they were, she used the word hooked on. And they,
no,
and
no, she did not.
Yeah, yeah, hooked on.
No, she did not.
No,
she, go
yeah,
there.
She did. Yeah, she did. Hooked. the corporations are.
She did not.
She
go
did.
There,
it's
man.
On YouTube. It is on
Come
YouTube.
Come on, man.
It is. She said.
There's a new program on ESPN called Come On, Man.
Come on.
A segment. Come on, man. I mean, that's definitely.
They are talking about the evil corporations are out to hook the kids on their. What meals with the advertising over.
What did they, so they banned, what are they, you can still buy the individual components, but they just don't come in a happy little box.
Well, they wanted to actually, they want to ban a bunch of the individual components as well. I mean,
a small fry and a drink.
Yeah, it's like the violent games. Like they want to have a cutoff. You have to show an ID. Your kid is 6 years old, or he has to be weighed or something. And, you know, you have to do a BMI before you buy a before you buy a Happy Meal. They, you know, they give it the
BMI.
That's right. But what if that's the kid's only meal because his mom spent the rest of the money on crack?
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem.
You need those calories.
Well, that's, I understand that. But the point is that they're going to, I think what they're going to do is, instead of having those places in
she doesn't like crack kids.
Yeah. Well, instead of those in Disney where you have to be this tall to go on the ride, they'll have a thing where you can't be this wide.
Right.
If you can't get through this doorway, then you can...
they'll Band-Aid all the doors of McDonald's.
Yeah, right.
Real skinny doors.
That's right. No, that's right.
You have to squeeze in there.
You have to squeeze in, right. No sideways allowed.
Right.
And so...
And then there'll be an area around, a perimeter around the exit
what I like about it is she accused the corporations, the evil, powerful corporations, who don't have a gun.
Right.
You know, these guys, I mean, all they got is...
The series is called Gotta
Even if they,
it,
even if they lie to you, even if they tell you that there's... It's like one of those Seinfeld things where they were telling them that the yogurt didn't have any calories in it. It was like 1,000
Right. Yeah,
calories.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, it was
yeah.
like 1,000 calories.
That's why gained like 20 pounds.
Oh, man.
Everybody's gained,
you know,
weight.
Newman was in there wolfing this stuff down. Right, like right. it was the last meal. And, you know, it turns out that when they did a thing, it was 1,000 calories each one. So even if they lie, you still don't have to go in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, whereas when the government comes by, they have the guy with the badge and blue lights, and he's armed to the teeth, and he'll tase your ass if you don't, you know, if you walk in there and order a Happy Meal. Exactly. That's exactly.
I love it.
I mean, you know, as if the near powerless government is just a wimpy thing,
man,
compared to these.
Thank goodness for Katie Couric.
Oh,
man. What would we do without her?
I just thought, I'm sitting there thinking, and this is, I mean, this woman gets paid millions of dollars a year to babble this crap, and you
God,
wonder
man,
why the lamestream media is going out of business.
Too much time.
Oh,
man.
My God.
She's got like 2 million viewers.
Whatever. I mean, it's just, well, she's on one of the major networks.
That's
you know.
What I'm saying. She's on CBS. She's
it's not on a cable network or whatever.
I mean, Happy Meal,
well, speaking
man.
Of cable networks, though, what about Olbermann?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was suspended for 2 days, and you'd have thought it was the end of the world. I mean, they were talking, it was like,
it was the
Juan Williams thing all over again. They said, because he donated $2,500 to three Democrat candidates. And,
ooh,
well, it turns out.
I didn't even know that was a rule.
Well, it was a private rule with MSNBC. It's not a general rule. It's not a federal rule.
Okay.
It's
well,
like.
People didn't know he was supporting the Democrats.
You're right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, my point is that, you know, they had, when you go in, he has a contract that pays him big money and whatever. It says you stuff like you can't piss on the microphone. You know, you can't.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
No, I mean, really.
Well, yeah, yeah. I remember when they put that in the contract.
It was Belushi that got that done.
Whatever. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, I'm saying there's a whole list of prohibitions that you may not like them because,
right.
you know, this is where
but
you get.
There.
But they're there. And one of them was you can't contribute to active candidates. You know, that's
right,
sorry.
Right, right.
That's why you get paid the $2 million
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, actors' contracts are replete with weird provisions.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, yeah. Have to have, like, you know, they have the stuff.
Oh, the reverse. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you show up, you have to have a fifth of Jack Daniels and
right.
Lay's potato chips, not the other kind.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
I mean, all of this stuff. You know, so I'm saying that that's, it's as crazy as it is, it was into the contract, okay? And so everybody's hoorahing saying free speech this and free speech that. Well, okay, but you signed away that particular right when in exchange for money.
Right.
So, you know, that
all
was
right,
the
I'll take a look at that.
But
it's neither, probably on YouTube. I'll take a
oh,
look.
It's all over the place. Anyway, the point is that after 2 days...
The thing is, that's a ridiculous
they hired
provision.
Him right back.
Yeah, I mean, that's like... You know, that's like, you know, you have to pick your nose or something.
Well,
I mean,
what was
like,
interesting about
no,
this...
you know?
Well, right, yeah. Not allowed to pick your nose on the air. Actually, you can pick your nose, but don't eat it on
right,
the air.
Right,
that
right.
kind of
$50
thing. That's
the
right.
smells kid picks
That's right. So anyway, the point is that... Now, who do you suppose got all upset about this? Bernie Sanders are out of the closet, totally on top of the Pentagon, whatever it is, on top of the House or whatever it is, Senator, any Senator, I guess, on top of the Capitol building, socialist, wants to ban, because of the Olbermann thing, he wants to ban the, stop the merger between Comcast and GE. And he says, you know, another, you know, concentration of these evil corporate power, we'll have one less media outlet. We need to get all this. And this is a socialist. Okay. Here's a guy who says, you know, we're all equal, yada, yada. And here's a guy who wants to actually, because of Olbermann, was fired. They said, you know, this is a tragic thing. You want to ban free speech. So I want to go out and prohibit the merger of these companies that have, they've done obviously their due diligence or whatever. I mean, you're thinking,
you know, the freaking, I mean, it amazes me that these people that they think
they can get away with it.
Well,
they're worried, of course, if they do
and
combine, then what happens is that I guess that Comcast would, you know, send Olbermann packing right away, because isn't MSNBC part of GE, NBC, or whatever? Isn't that all?
I don't know the packaging.
I think the package is.
Yeah.
So my point is that the fear is, that's why he wants to prohibit it. The fear is that as soon as Comcast buys them, that, you know, the Olbermann's going to be out, and Rachel also probably out the door, because they're, you know, they're loons. I mean, they.
Rachel.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. Yeah, well, when you say, oh, man, you're right about Rachel. Man. She's, you know, oh, man. She's definitely high testosterone.
I just.
Gives new meaning to the word limp.
How'd you do,
I? Oh, it's the Shimmy Don't Show.
No, she's only a dick short of being a man, so it doesn't really, you know, that's it. I mean,
are you sure about that?
All right, I got a light note here, Jimmy.
Okay, go.
Did you see that this month they find a 30-year-old house mom $1.5 million for copyright violations?
I saw that.
Like 26 songs.
Well, downloading songs.
Right, downloading songs. Well, yeah. You know, of course she had...
24 songs.
Well, right. She had actually... They had reduced it at one point to about 50,000.
Well, here's the history of it was she
Quite
went a through a trial, lost, appealed, lost the appeal. Won the appeal, went back, lost the second trial, and it was a worse judgment.
Yeah.
And then... So she's had a hideous time in the legal aspect. But the whole point is this. At this point, according to the laws of the United States, this woman owes, like, Columbia House $1.5 million, which is like $24,000 a song or something.
Right. Well, that's by statute.
Right. I know. I understand. By statute.
Yeah.
According to the laws.
Yeah. No, it's every time you put, like, the...
FBI warning.
FBI, $250,000 plus time in jail.
Right.
You know, so you
up to 5 years.
That's it. $250,000, 5 years.
But blood from a stone. They're not going to get it from her.
They're not even going to try.
They're not.
No, they've decided, well, because of all the hoopla. Because it's ridiculous.
I mean, look,
it's ridiculous. The copyright law is made up. They just made it up. It's, well, I mean, why should the first people who put this stuff... And fix it in a tangible medium. Why should the first people be the ones who?
Well, the whole intellectual property thing has been destroyed.
And that's what this is.
Yeah, I mean this is what we were talking about before with the Tesla
statutory damages. They just came up with a number.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why they can't collect, because the public policy protects this woman. I mean, the fact is that even though there's this giant judgment against her, if they were to try to go, like, garnish her wages or whatever, she would scream bloody murder, like, every day to the press.
Yeah.
And eventually, they would go down. They would take a hit. So, I mean, they're going to leave it out there as a judgment against her. They're going to hoot and holler, say that they won this judgment. And so everybody can't download anything or whatever. But I just think it just exemplifies the ridiculousness of it all.
Well, it is.
Well,
I mean,
how many millions have they spent, you know, prosecuting this case?
Yeah, that's true too.
Certainly more than $1.5 million.
Well, the whole point is it's gone beyond when you think about it. The copyrights now and trademarks and all that other stuff. I mean, they had the Disney Act that was passed in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That now has Mickey Mouse like 100 years or something.
Yeah, 105, 107 years.
107. I mean, give me a break. You know, if you haven't made your money by now, I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing. No, seriously. And not only that, but think about like a computer program. Like, what good is, you know, the software for Microsoft Office going to be in 100 years? Well, they didn't even be able to read it with today with 100-year computers.
Well, not only that, this is the other thing that is very actually critical to our personal happiness is Odyssey, the complete adventure.
Right.
Which is still, you know, it's copy protected, but I mean, if you ever find a copy, you know,
I found a copy.
Huh?
I've got a copy of it.
But it's an emulation mode.
Yeah,
well, that doesn't count. I mean, you got to be able to flip open the damn door.
Well, that's
the problem,
because otherwise you die.
So anyway, if any of our that's right. If any of our listeners have an Apple a copy of Odyssey, the complete app adventure,
you can find a disk image out there. You just got to like put it through 27 things to get.
Well, I put a disk image on the disk and it wouldn't go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a disk image, but apparently it wasn't right.
You got some more light notes?
I'm done. I'm finished.
E-E?
I wanted to mention one thing, but before we get I am reading a new book.
Oh, hold
this
it
is
up,
not a
hold
light
it up
note.
To the mic.
I'm holding it up to the mic. It's called America Alone by Mark Stein. I've just started. I'm about, you
is
know.
Is Ben Stein's dad or brother?
No, Steyn.
Oh.
And Mark Stein is one of my new heroes. This guy is really good, and it's a...
What's the name of it again?
It's called America Alone, and interestingly enough, Tia Twaki would love this, because subtitle is The End of the World as We Know It.
No!
Yeah, no, seriously, that's the subtitle.
No.
Yeah. It's really good. New introduction. The book was originally published about 4 or 5 years ago, but he's written a new introduction and everything, but still... If you get a chance, America Alone, now it's in paperback.
All right.
That's my new reading.
Forward by R.E.M.
I mean, I really didn't have anything. else, except for that. Well, there was this one thing. I guess I don't know.
I don't have anything.
I didn't have anything, but okay, let's get
as soon as you start playing some music, we'll think of some things.
Oh, I already got one more.
Oh yeah,
okay, go for it.
That's what happens.
Sex, sex, drugs more common in hypertexting teens. Did you see that?
Oh, I saw that.
Oh man, get the.
They're always saying that. The more you text, the more drugs and sex you have.
Yeah, the kids who text more are more social than the other kids.
Well, you know what's crazy?
Whoa, there's a shocker.
Right, exactly.
What's crazy was that their statistics were that the kids who texted 124 times a day or more. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a hell of a lot of texting.
Well, that's all. I do
124
that
times?
I'm doing that while we've been sitting here.
Yeah, but you have sex and do drugs and everything.
Well, while we've been sitting here.
Yeah, right.
It's the kids. The
that's
kids are going.
Proof.
To the,
there we go.
You tell that to the kids today, they won't believe you.
I did see this one thing. A recycled plane is Malibu's next dream house. This person out here in Malibu.
Oh, I've seen a lot of those houses built out of the old planes.
I've seen this is a 747.
Yeah.
They bought it for $35,000, but then they had to ship it over there, which was a pain in the butt.
It looked kind of small.
Didn't it? Yeah, it did, but it was funny. Actually, the whole
747 ain't that small.
No,
for a house. I thought so too, but
they cut it up.
It wasn't a 47. Yeah,
37.
No, this is a 47. I mean, underneath the wings alone, you got 2,500 square feet under one wing, and they've got two wings. Plus the tail section.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, they didn't get the cabin section?
No.
They use
the whole plane.
I was going to say, because that's a two-story house there.
Oh, no, they've got, in addition to three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and 4,000 square feet of living space, the 50-foot-long section of the upper fuselage will serve as the roof of an art studio. I mean, this is really funny. They're really eco people, but, you know, their carbon footprint for building this house is going to be extensive. they've got an upper first-class cabin will become the guest house roof, and the lower half of the fuselage will cover the animal barn. A fire pit, this is kind of cool, a fire pit and water feature will be created from the engine cowlings.
No engines?
No.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, I don't know. They might have got it.
Fire those babies up. I'm telling you, I'd be in that
generators.
The nose of the plane.
Your generators right there.
Well, yeah.
A 45
HVAC.
Feet tall meditation pavilion.
Oh, that's there, you, there we right, go. Right, okay, right. Good.
So, but anyway, apparently, like, the... Again, they bought the plane. You know, it's all kind of intact. Actually, it was a Tower Air 747. But they said the challenge was getting the government clearance. He had to get okay from 17 agencies, which took a year and a half from using this old plane that still kind of looks like a plane. And it also required registration with the FAA so that it isn't mistaken for a downed aircraft.
Oh, yeah, there was a whole show on this guy. He's finally getting it up there.
Yeah, it's a search for the wing house.
Looking at
that is so, that's FAA, so it's done and downed airplane. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So what?
I don't know. That's all I got.
Everybody has to get their little hands.
All right, play it out here, E.E. You got something hot and cool and rocking.
I got something about one minute long here.
1 minute? We're going to talk more than that.
Not after I crunch this down.
Ah,
go ahead.
So the great thing about this recording is that it just repeats, so you can chop it at any part.
Right.
Actually, it goes with music. I mean, it was just a comment on something we said earlier. Mm-hmm. It's so funny, Jimmy. We hear in the news the Fed and all the Democrats are still saying, "Oh, everything's fine. Yeah, everything's good.
Yes, I love this.
It's all good."
Moving in the right direction. Yeah.
We're just going to spend another $1 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, if everything's so good, how come you're acting like you just drove the car off the cliff?
Yeah. I don't know. It reminds us, move along, people. There's nothing to see here.
There's nothing
move
to
along.
See here.
Move, nothing to see
nothing
here.
To see. Oh, my God, a horrible accident.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is blood, gore, everything. There's death and destruction. And they're just, move along now. Stay calm. It's all right. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Mm. I love that. We're walking. Oh, that's great. Well, it's a great show. Thank you all again. And, and thanks again to our donor.
Yep.
John the man.
John the man.
Well, we've also got James John, Francis, another John.
We've had two that have done us twice.
Man, we Kevin bow in your general
repeats,
direction.
Yeah, we bow. That's right.
Well, we genuinely appreciate it. And that's keep right. those emails coming.
Well,
to...
we only got a little less than a million to go before we have our
private island.
Before our private island with, and we'll broadcast from there. I mean, there's no question
absolutely.
About that. We get on the
absolutely.
We get
or
on the
internet. Outer space. Actually.
Outer space. Yeah, that's right. Well, we claim to be from outer space.
Well, we need to.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
You know, next time you see a blue light in the sky, it could be us.
It could be us. That's right. I saw this. What was this ad they said the other day about these people calling? Oh, it was on Robot Chicken, which I just love.
Oh, right,
it was, yeah,
right.
they were up in the space capsule, and they ordered pizza from Domino's. And so they said, you know, robot. If be here in 30 minutes or it's free.
Yeah, yeah, right. Right. You're like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we'll have the official launch show where we launch the studio into orbit.
Absolutely.
That's it.
No.
All right, guys. Well.
So the space shuttle was scrubbed again.
Yep.
The Discovery looks like they're going to try again for November 30th.
Yep.
So we'll do a live show from the launch there.
There you go.
Sounds
be
great.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love this. Jack, who we see so rarely.
Right.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah.
I'll move on the studio a lot there and everything, and then maybe we'll show up.
Yeah, we'll just link to that studio, Jack.
It's a great idea. A satellite link.
If he has nothing else, he has a great idea.
Right, that's right. What is this music? This is horrible.
What are you talking about, man? This is
Hitchhiker's Guide to the
Galaxy. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man.
Listen to this progression.
I didn't do enough drugs, cool. apparently, today. But...
That's a great outro. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now play the reprise. Do you have the reprise?
I can edit it in. Ready,
there you go.
Go.
Oh, excellent.
Swingy.
Oh, I totally get it, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Pass that thing over here. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, pass that thing.
Oh, it all makes sense now. Oh, this is funny. The Jimmy
Gunn. See you guys next time.
Later.
We try to warn you. May not share our
good show,
which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. So long, and thanks for all the fish. Fish. So sad that it should come.
for all the fish.